Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker with Ryan Hwang. It's time now for the bigger picture. Ryan, I'm really interested in the conversation you have for us today, because, and it's very timely as well, because, you know, we got another day, another record high, and that seems to be in the headlines when you look at the US markets, especially when it comes to technology stocks. If you're sitting on the sidelines, you get a bit afraid that you might be missing out, don't you?
Yeah. Is there a bubble forming? I think that is a question people are asking right now. I mean, look at the Nasdaq hitting an all-time high. Overnight, of course, it was up 2.2% to 10,433. We saw the big names, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Alphabet all climbing at least 2%. And it's interesting when you look back at how COVID-19 has disrupted economies, and they are still struggling to recover, but markets have recovered, and more than recovered. They are now going beyond the pre-COVID levels and reaching new record highs in some cases. So if you're an investor and you missed out on the COVID-19 crash and the subsequent rebound, the question right now is, can you still invest?
Ooh.
So we will be posing that question to Adam Wong. He is the editor-in-chief at The Fifth Person. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Ryan.
Hey, Adam, help us to make sense of what's going on right now. You've got, you know, something shaping up in the markets with, you know, investors flocking to invest. Are you seeing a bit of a FOMO effect playing out?
Well, that's one of the risks when you see the market rebounding so strongly after a crisis like COVID-19. I think March and April was the best time to go in. And if you're going in now, you've got to be a little bit more cautious because obviously prices have gone up, valuations have gone up. And I think the first thing you want to do is you don't want to rush in just because you have a fear of missing out, because you really don't know what's going to happen down the road. Because it's, you know, in a short term, the stock market can go up, it can go up, it can come down. And, you want to make sure that before you jump in, you're taking a look at the stocks with due diligence. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that the valuations are still in line with what you want to invest before you just, you know, just jump in just like that. I think you need to do a bit of research right now.
Yeah, so if you looked at the March numbers, you know, markets sold off majorly in March. And if you missed out on picking up bargains then, what's next?
Yeah, so what I would do is, number one, you don't want to jump in because of FOMO, right? The fear of missing out, because that's the worst way you can invest. You're investing based on your emotions. Oh, you know, I missed out on something. I really want to jump in because everything looks to be going up. So that's not the best way to invest. That's going to be very speculative, and you don't want to do that. So the next thing you want to do is, if you're not just going to jump in emotionally, you want to do things in a rational way. So you're going to start asking yourself, what kind of stocks do you want to invest in? What stocks are great businesses over the next 5 to 10 years? You want to have a long-term perspective to things, right? And then you do a bit of your research, and then you find out, of these good companies that I want to invest in, how many of them are actually still good value? So even though prices have gone up, they haven't gone up too much that they've become expensive. Because if they become expensive, then you may want to wait for a better price, for a better time to invest in them. But if some of them are still maybe, you know, fair value, they've not gone up too much, you could consider them and see, you know, ask yourself, maybe at this price, I'm still happy to own this, you know, great business at this fair value.
Yeah, when you talk about value, right, when you look at technology, how do you assess what is value right now? I mean, look at Alphabet is rising up so fast. In fact, it's just joined the $1 trillion club. And then you have the likes of Tesla. That is now at, you know, 300 times price to earnings. And that is quite lofty if you talk to some people saying, you know, there are no fundamentals behind Tesla. It's not even recorded an annual profit yet.
Yeah, this is the thing about Tesla. I just want to say that, you know, first and foremost, I'm a Tesla fan. Okay, as a driver. Okay, as a driver. I've driven Tesla. I think once you sit in a Tesla, it's like you sit in a Tesla and you go, yeah, this is the future of the way cars should be made. But as an investor, I'm very cautious with Tesla because I think it's priced to perfection. A lot of people are very, very bullish about Tesla. I think it's a record highs now. And yeah, right. They haven't made 3 quarters of profit, the most current quarter in quarter two, they're expected to make a loss because of the COVID-19 pandemic, right? They can't sell enough sales and all that.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly very profitable yet, but investors in the market is just like pricing it to perfection already.
Yeah, so I guess a bit of risk to stomach if you are trying to ride on the Tesla bandwagon. Can high go higher? So that's going to be a big question. And if you look at COVID-19, Adam, how is this likely to affect markets down the road? It seems like despite all the spike in cases, all the headlines we keep reading about, investors are not that too worried.
Yeah, that's the thing about, I think for a lot of investors, this is kind of like a new thing for them where the stock market is not the economy, right? So I think I remember for myself in the middle of March and April when you had those record cases of the U.S., you know, people really just you know, dying over there. And the market just kept on going up and up. And they just didn't seem to care what was happening on the ground. So I think there's a real disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. And you need to be very clear that those two things are not the same. Or, you know, there's a lag between those two. So you can't just see what's happening on the ground and say, okay, the market's going to go down, it's going to go up. It doesn't work that way. So you still need, it's very hard to predict where the market is going to go. And you still need to go back to your fundamentals of what you want to invest in, whether it's a good business, what is growth runway 5 to 10 years down the road. Is this a good price to buy this investment? Yeah.
So in the meantime, are you building up a short list for the next market crash, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a short list for the longest time. And you know, COVID-19 was a huge opportunity for us to invest in a lot of great stocks at very, very good prices. So for those you know, who are listening in and you did this exact same thing, I think a lot of them will be sitting in on some very nice profits right now.
All right, we've been chatting with Adam Wong. He is the editor-in-chief at The Fifth Person. Adam, always great talking to you and great catching up with you, Adam.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.